In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We all know from the story that the Lord Christ was born in a manger. And actually, we know the circumstances behind this humble place that he chose for him to be shown from. We know that his mother Mary and Saint Joseph the carpenter was at that time registering for the census that took place at that time. But actually, it was not a mere circumstance. Something happened by coincidence, but it has a meaning for all of us to meditate and learn from. The first thing is, we all know that the Lord emptied himself from glory to appear to us. In him doing this, he did not consider any limits how far I should empty myself. If I am really, truly a disciple to him, being humble is not something actually we can claim that we will attain by doing something that we empty ourselves from something. He is the one who really can empty himself. He can humble himself because he is the one who lives in heaven and he leaves all of this to come of us. But when the dust and ashes would humble itself, what exactly should be doing? The Lord gave us a lesson while we try to set him as an example. To empty ourselves, to go after him in humility, should not have any limit. He went to the farthest point, accepting to be born in this very simple place. Another reason why he was born in a manger, because this is the place where the lambs are born. Him being the Lamb of God, that Saint John witnessed to him, "Behold the Lamb of God," this also gives us this idea that the Lord wants to shape in the mind of all of us, that he came in order that he would be paying our debts. He is going to be slaughtered in order for us to live. He is going to accept the crucifixion in order to redeem mankind. This is the place where lambs are born, the manger. Was him, his picture being there, it fit the divine plan for a Savior to come and to be born, and the Lamb of God to be born to carry our iniquities. For also him to be born in a manger, he became in a relationship with all the poor and the needy in the whole world. He is a man each one of us can feel comfortable to relate to. If he was born in a palace, maybe all the kings, the people who have the dignity, would feel comfortable to relate to him. But being born in such a humble place, no one can say that any of us, any of the poor people, was born in such a very poor and simple place. Accepting this to himself make him easily to relate to all of us. All of us who are poor, who have any problems, we can easily find in him a refuge, find in him a friend who feels all the suffering of those people who are in need, those people who are in poverty. Another thing that we learn from his simple birth in a manger, he did not spare his family the suffering. His family was searching for an inn in order to lodge in for one night, and they couldn't find it. Sometimes maybe we think that because we are his people, we should be spared any suffering. Things should go well. We should not be facing any unfortunate whatsoever. If the Lord Christ himself did not grant his family anything special, did not give them a spot that is only left and they find it because they are blessed in a certain way that make them not liable to suffer, the Lord did not spare his family the suffering of being not able to find a room in this house, to go into such a poor place and to suffer also traveling and escaping from the sword of Herod and coming to Egypt, living there for more than 3.5 years. He did not spare his family the suffering to give us a lesson that he is not born in order that for us to be away from any afflictions or tribulations. For him also to be born in a manger gave us a lesson that he is not an earthly king. If you assume following him, he will make you to reign, he will make you to be blessed in the materialistic scale, then actually we are following here not the right person. He was not born as an earthly king. He made it very clear in everything, even started from the day he was born in a place not befitting even the most poor people. We are not following an earthly king. He said this many times. He confirmed this even in his testimony before Pontius Pilate. If I am a king from earth, my soldiers will fight on my behalf. We are following an earthly king who came to reign over our hearts. We should not feel shy because of maybe the dirt of our hearts to give it to him and ask him to be born into it. He accepted to be in such a simple place to give us a hint that he is willing for whoever to receive him to be born again in his heart and to bless him and to make him a disciple and follower, enjoying his company. It's a lesson for all of us to learn, and it's something for all of us to meditate, the humility, the simplicity of the Lord, the Lamb of God who is born to carry our iniquities. Glory be to him forever and ever. Amen.